Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Everybody was Facebook fighting. They were mean and frightening. The insults were fast like lightning. Cause everybody was Facebook fighting. Yeah!
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Facebook Fighting. If you're on Facebook, you can't be on Facebook for 2 minutes these days without seeing a huge fight break over. It could be over a picture of a kitten. It doesn't matter these days. People fight about anything.
Absolutely. This is the delight that happens into our lives now.
It is. It is. So we were perusing Facebook. We found a fight between Cooper and Reagan. And what we're going to do is we're actually going to reenact the actual fight on Facebook word for word as it happened. And Cooper and Reagan actually have been nice enough to agree to come on our show and see if they can't be Facebook friends again later on.
We can only hope.
Will that happen?
We know most likely it's not going to happen.
I know. Yeah, exactly. But not right now. Now we get to tell you exactly how this went down on Facebook. I'll be Cooper. You can be Reagan. And this is how the actual fight went down. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
How the f*** can somebody tell me it'd be this hard to find a girlfriend? I mean, I did the whole Tinder thing, but I guess girls can't get over how ugly I am. I mean, why did I even try? It's not like I'm ever going to find anyone. I'm just an ugly, fat loser, and no one likes me. I bet not one person has a good thing to say about me.
Jeez, Cooper, with an attitude like that, it's not hard to imagine why. I mean, shut up about how ugly and fat you are. We are all sick and tired of hearing about it. And if your self-esteem is seriously that low, seek some professional help and stop manipulating people into being so nice to you.
Well, Reagan, maybe I'm just sick of seeing all these guys getting girls when I'm all alone. I have no hope of ever getting a girl, and I'm going to be alone forever. The last thing I need is some greasy piglet like you coming in and telling me off. Why do you have to be such a bitch?
The only reason I'm being a bitch is because you won't stop being such a little bitch. I mean, you're just an ugly who thinks the world revolves around him. Newsflash, motherfucker. People don't have to like you. God knows I don't.
I don't have to sit here and take this from a girl who owns three cats. She calls her fur babies. It's pathetic, and so are you, Reagan.
Don't bring my babies into this, you zit-faced dick-off. I was actually trying to help you. But since you're going to be the petty, so will I. I mean, maybe everyone on Facebook should know about your pillow girlfriend. You know, that pillow you keep in your bed with the anime girl on it that you whenever you're home. I'm sorry, what's her name again?
Don't bring up Kiko.
Ah!
That's none of your business. Neither was any of this in the first place. So get the f*** off my Facebook before people notice your mustache in your profile picture. I'm pretty sure those are only supposed to be on guys.
Oh, my gosh. Cooper, that's just the way the light picked up my face. You would know that if you weren't dumb as a rock. I mean, let's say you do get a girl. What would you even do with her? You're so f***ing unaware. It's hilarious.
You stop calling me a little bitch and just leave me alone and go away.
Oh, are you gonna go and cry? I mean, are you gonna cry like a little bitch?
Wow, she gets to bully me and no one is willing to step in and defend me. Facebook, come on. Facebook is bullshit. You all fucking suck. I'm being harassed by Reagan and no one even helps me. I'm unfriending all of you, and Reagan, I hope your cats run away.
And you wonder why no one likes you? I mean, listen up, pillow f***er, and listen good. Maybe one day you'll get lucky and some girl will be able to look past your butta face. But unfortunately, no one can look past the fact that your personality is garbage. So have fun, Kiko. I'm going to go hang out with my cats. Later, doofus.
Oh, and even got a doofus.
Ooh,
at the end there.
There it is.
Wow, boy, that was heated.
That's intense.
I can't believe no one else jumped in. I mean, he was waiting for some help.
Oh, really?
Poor Cooper.
Poor guy.
Well, you know what? He's going to get some help because we have Cooper on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Coop.
Hey, how you doing? I don't know how she knows about the pillow either.
Cooper!
Is that something you must have put on your Facebook profile a while ago, or maybe just made a comment? Oh, Kiko, huh?
I guess. Yeah. She goes through the entire thing. Apparently, she's not any busier than I am.
I don't know. She seems infatuated maybe with you then.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you say you're ugly and you're fat and you're a loser, but you also talk about having a pillow that you sleep with. So what is...
Those are three separate things.
Okay.
You don't like.
I'm not gonna listen. We're not calling you here to pile back on. We just we're just wondering, why is it so vicious with Reagan?
Well, she was just like not supportive at all, and I didn't think she needed to be like, "Oh, you just
not
said
supportive.
You
suck."
Oh, I'll just say that's because you suck. That's because you're a person. Yeah. Crappy things. So I'm just gonna say, "Oh no, you suck."
Yeah.
I thought it was inappropriate.
All right. Well,
oh, my God. That is so.
Yes, let it begin.
All right. So, Cooper, obviously, Reagan is here to defend herself, and we're going to try to figure all this out together. So, Reagan, what's the deal with the, you came on right pretty strong with Cooper?
I was, if you really look at what I said right from the start, I was trying to help him. Because he's constantly whining about how nobody likes him, and he's just. I was saying, you know, get some help, get some therapy, do something for yourself.
Yeah,
just don't go on Facebook and be like, why would you describe yourself that way? You know, as such a loser. Like, you are a loser then, if that's how you're going to describe yourself.
Yeah, I think he was waiting for a bunch of people to come into Facebook and to defend him, right?
Yeah, but there's people out there that don't want to hear people complain. It really turns them off.
Yeah.
And that's so manipulative. You know what I mean?
You concern yourself with reading it, though. And then you've got to, you can't just skip over it. You've got to then partake. I got to ask, Reagan, is it like, you have to do it every morning? Do you have to shave every morning, or do you get to let it go?
Oh, my God. There it is. Fighting words.
Oh, here we go. All right.
Do you see what he's doing? Do you see that? Do you wonder why nobody likes him?
Yeah, he does.
You don't just attack somebody like that. You don't just start attacking somebody's beloved animals either.
That's true, girl. I got your back.
Mm-hmm. On social media.
Yeah.
You know, those are like my kids. Those are my babies. Those are my fur babies. You don't go off on somebody's, like, you know, the thing they love most like that. Mm.
Yeah.
Do you think that your cats like because they're jealous of your whiskers?
You are the
ugliest, fattest motherfucker. Oh. And if you don't shut up, I'm gonna get you banned from Facebook in the first place, and then nobody's gonna have to hear you say anything ever again.
Oh my God.
Oh, I would love it if you had that power. That would be fun. You have that power.
I do have the power. Just watch me. I'm gonna. You just watch. Your whole profile is gonna be taken down.
You just watch. That's the pistol of Facebook threats.
Okay.
Oh, God.
But, Cooper, don't you see...
I'm in my fat ass over here.
Oh!
But you can't even fit through the door. That's why you have nothing better to do than be on Facebook.
Okay. All right. You see how you shouldn't... I mean, Cooper, you have at least one girl here that's willing to talk to you and stuff, and you're kind of...
You should be nice to her.
Yeah, you're sort of putting her out.
It is going really, really well so far.
Yeah, I failed that.
Gotta say.
Have you two ever had any interest, or is this like sexual frustration that you throw it out on Facebook with each other? I mean, come on. Be honest.
I'm attracted to him. Are you kidding?
I tell myself.
What's that? What's that?
It'd be a great...
He doesn't want to cheat on Kiko.
He doesn't want to cheat on Kiko, his pillow. I see.
He doesn't want to cheat on Kiko. All right. So, obviously, it doesn't look like you guys are going to be able to hash this out. And maybe it's just best if you just both, like, unfriend each other, or maybe just don't comment on each other's stuff, because it sounds like, you guys...
I'm gonna miss her, though. I mean, why do you think I'm doing it?
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not, there is no sex.
And they're such a cute couple. I'm going to miss them, too.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
Station that sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams. We are Marco and Krista. This is a Hell to the No hump day. Stories of times in your life when you were like, oh, hell no, that did not just happen to me. Or... somebody does or says something to you, and you're like, oh, hell no, that didn't just happen.
It happens. It happened to you the other day.
It happens. That happens to me a lot. 321-0931. It could be big in your life, could be something small. We just want, this is a chance for you to get it off your chest.
Yeah.
This is a chance for you to come to the radio and just express your disappointment in your life or the people around you.
Do you want to fill everybody in on how disappointed you are in me?
Yes. Yes, I do. I'll give you an example of a good hell to the no that might happen in your workplace.
Yeah, well.
So I'm just in here minding my own business, doing things around, and Krista loves to play dumb pranks on people. It's dumb. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But we're just sitting here. And so the show wraps up, and we do all of our stuff. And, Krista leaves for the day. Producer Aaron leaves for the day. I'm in the office just wrapping up a good little bit of work, doing some other stuff. And I'm ready to leave the radio station after a very long day. Difficult, hard day.
I'm at TJ Maxx.
You're gone. You've been gone for hours at this point. So then I'm in my office. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go home, do some stuff. And I go to find my keys. I don't know where my keys are. Why? Why are my keys gone? I never lose my keys. I make it a point because I've lost a lot of keys that I always put them in the same place.
Yeah.
They weren't in that place.
No.
We had people guest in the studio, and I was like, maybe one of the people we had in the studio just picked up my keys by accident. That happened. So I make several different phone calls. At this point, I'm at work now 20 to 30 minutes longer than I would have been. I call people. Have you seen my keys? I put a little thing out. Hey, does anybody see keys? Diane down at the front desk has to make an announcement through all the whole building. Does anybody see Marco's keys? There's keys missing. Does anybody have keys? Because I can't get home.
Oh, no.
I can't get out of the building. I can't get in my car. I can't get in my apartment.
Yeah.
So then I just casually text Krista, and she's like, oh, I forgot. I actually hid your keys this morning just to jack with you, and then you left the building without telling me.
Hell no.
Yeah, hell no.
I totally forgot. Because the only reason why he would have thought of me was because earlier in the morning I did hide his Diet Coke on him.
You did. I left the studio. And that I just saw right away. I'm like, what'd you do with my Diet? I can't even leave the studio without you hiding the Diet Coke that I had.
Hell no.
Thank you.
I felt so bad. I really did. I mean, I was in the dressing room and I continued to put on the clothes I was trying on. And then I decided to text you after.
And then... as I was at work for an extra hour.
Yeah.
Because you thought it would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
And all I can say is paybacks are hell.
I know. I'll never do it again.
It's coming.
I promise.
It's coming.
Hell no.
Yeah.
To the no, no, no.
Yeah.
Hell to the no.
So there you go. Yeah. There you go. Unbelievable.
I really felt bad. No, really. Like, when I do something wrong, it kills me inside. It eats at me all day.
Let's get to Ginger this morning. Hey, Ginger.
Hi.
It's a hell to the no hump day. What in your life is making you say, oh, hell no?
Oh, well, I was contacted by a private investigator just the other day, and I agreed to set up a meeting to give a statement, hoping that I wouldn't have to testify at trial. Well, before I even get a chance to sit down with him, he's handing me my subpoena right when I walk in the door.
He what?
Handing me my subpoena.
Oh, yeah. The old come in with the subpoena.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Uh-uh.
Hell no. Yeah, that sucks. Sorry about that.
Sorry, love.
Yeah.
That's right. At least I'm not on trial.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, you just have to go in. But yeah, that's good. Thanks for calling. Yeah, when they trick you into the thing when you're getting served papers and they're like, hey, we got some free stuff or whatever. Ooh. You're like, oh, great. Here's your divorce papers. Damn it. 321-0931 on a hell to the no hump day. We got this from Adina, who's on Twitter. Just found out that not one, but both of my cats are afraid of mice. Yep. They freaked out at the sight of one that came into the apartment. I said, what are you guys doing? Go get that. What's the point of having cats if they're scared of mice?
That's kind of weird.
See?
They're called scaredy cats.
Afraidy cats.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Let's get to Valerie this morning. Hey, Val.
Hi.
So what is making you say, oh, hell no, this morning?
Mm-hmm.
So on Sunday, it was my birthday, and we spent it out of town.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday.
Only one restaurant that you can sit and eat, and their website says they closed at 10. We show up at 9, and they're closed. So I had to eat good old faithful Taco Bell for my birthday.
Oh, hell no. There's two things. Hold on. Yeah, hell no. One thing I hate is when in restaurants and stores, I realize, listen, it's not busy. Your posted hours say 9 o'clock. No one's in there at 8:30. You close up early because you want to go home. But you know what? There are people that are coming to your place of business.
I know.
I hate when people close when they say they're open.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
That happens a lot.
That does happen a lot.
Yeah.
Open that door.
What did you get off the Taco Bell menu for your birthday?
Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yes.
My favorite.
Hell no. Oh my gosh. Well, happy birthday. We love you.
Oh, thank you.
Love you
guys.
Take care. Yeah. See, that's a perfect example of a hell of a no story.
Yeah.
Let's get to Will this morning. What up, Will?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
So it's a hell to the no hump day. Stories of times in your life when you're like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, I set up a nanny cam in my house to keep an eye on my dog when I'm at work. And I'm checking in on the dog, and my roommate walks in butt naked and starts cooking breakfast.
Oh.
Wow. And your roommate is it a guy, girl?
A guy.
Yeah. All right. And you're watching the nanny cam like, whoa, guy, I don't need to see that.
Yeah. I was like, so I called him and I said, please, please, please clean every surface as soon as you can.
Now, did he freak out that you knew what he was doing?
Yeah, he forgot. He knows I have the nanny cam. He just forgot.
Oh, he forgot.
Was he cooking sausage?
Oh my God. See, why do you take it then? Unbelievable.
What?
It's nothing like morning sausage.
I made sausage last night.
Morning sausage.
I didn't say morning sausage. I made sausage.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. I'm going to give
you're
you one of
so
these.
Hey,
see ya. Hell no. A lot of reasons for that hell no. Yeah. What is your story? 321-0931. Let's get to Beth this morning. Hey, Beth.
Hi.
So it's a hell to the no hump day. What's your story for us?
Okay. So I'm 18, almost 19 years old. And last night, I actually had my first kiss, and it was horrible.
Oh, my gosh. You just had your first kiss? That's so sweet. What happened, though?
Well, this guy that I was dating for, a couple weeks, and, I've been really scared, and I just went for it, and I literally got my face eaten off. And I don't think that's how it's supposed to be. Am I right?
Hell no.
Your first one, it always is like that. Or they lick your face like a dog.
But the guy that you or the girl that you kissed, was it their first time too?
it was a guy, and no, it wasn't his first.
Yeah.
And it was just horrible, and I don't even want to ever do it again. It was terrible.
She's done.
Yeah, don't not do it again. The next one's going to be really good.
I hope so.
That's what you keep telling yourself anyway.
I was so embarrassed. I thought it was me, but I think it was him.
Yeah.
That's why you need to practice on your arm or on a mirror. That's how I did it. That's why I'm so good.
I guess I should do that.
Just go on Tinder. You can do it
Or
all
you
day.
Can do it on Tinder. Yeah.
Plenty of fish, right?
Yeah. Custom mornings. 93.1 Sounds. If it needs something hot. Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.